Okay, with the two directors of The Capsule, a film from Poland. It's 20 minutes long. It's got a nice twist ending. It's just two actors in a capsule, but it's so effective. It's such a it takes us on a roller coaster ride of what life's about and the human emotion and what are you gonna how are you gonna act before you die, and without giving away the twist. So Camille, I got the two co-directors. So you guys made a really fantastic film. You made it a nice visual experience. I'm just curious about the idea of this film. So Aga, you wrote the screenplay, correct?
Yes, that's right. But the idea was actually Camille's.
Oh, great. So Camille, so you like so when did you kind of come up with this like kind of idea for this film about two astronauts, I guess, in a capsule?
Yeah, so the first time I thought about this idea was when I heard the story of my fiance's uncle. He was a miner here in Poland, and he had an accident down there, and he was stuck in some kind of mining machine for a few long hours, not knowing if his colleagues are gonna rescue him. So then afterwards, I was thinking about the story, and I was like, shoot, it must be really powerful in your head to just sit there and wait, mostly probably for your death,
Yeah.
and not knowing how it would resolve it, if they would come to rescue you or if you would just die in few hours because of lack of the air. And then the idea evolved because of my love for sci-fi genre. I thought that we could arrange this idea and make it in space.
And then when did you come to Aga?
It was like I think 2 years after when I was looking for someone to help me with writing because I'm not I'm not writer, I'm not good with writing, so I was looking for someone and hopefully I found Aga.
Where, how did you guys meet?
I
How did you
mean,
guys find each other?
We've met through another film project that I'm doing with Camille's fiance, actually. And so she put us together because she knew Camille was looking for a writer, and because I'm a writer, then yeah, that's how we came together.
And then he kind of pitched you the, I'm assuming he pitched you the idea, the concept.
And as soon as I heard it, it was a very, like, two sentences that he said, but it just felt so compelling right away, and I knew that it would be really fun to explore this idea.
So then, but was it always designed to be like a 20-minute, around 20-minute short film? Was that always the concept?
Yes.
And then did you go off and like write the screenplay and come back to him for like what was the process?
Pretty much. I mean, obviously, we were as I was writing, we were talking as well. I was consulting any new ideas I had with Camille, and he wrote he read the screenplay as it progressed. To be honest with you, it wasn't very difficult to write, as in the version we have in the film is pretty much what I wrote, and it's, well, I'm not gonna say the first draft, but it's quite close to the first draft. It wasn't like rewritten many times because it's just how felt like it was kind of right from the start.
So and then so you always had the did you guys talk about the twist? Did you always want to have that ending? Because the ending is I don't want to give it away, but it has a kind of profound effect to the film.
Yeah, it was always designed like this. From the beginning, I knew that I wanted to end it with a twist.
And then, so when did you guys start filming? When did you guys start? Okay, let's start filming. Then you co-directed, I guess. You're the both co-directors. Well, how did that process occur? Why did you guys decide to co-direct?
Aga just asked me to help me with directing, and I agreed because I also produced the whole movie, so it was kind of difficult to manage all the processes ongoing when doing the film, when making the film, and so I thought that Aga's help would be very, very nice to have.
Yeah, and you are also the cinematographer. We on the set, it was one day basically with the last scene sh was shot on a different day. But basically, 90% of the film was shot in one day, and we had a very small team there because it was like self-produced, like Camille said. And so he was operating the camera, and so I could focus more on working with actors.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about the actors because obviously they're the key to your film. They're in every scene. There's lots of close-ups. There's lots of them. There's a definitely a journey. There's definitely an arc with both of them. If their performances aren't there, then the film isn't there. So tell me about finding those two amazing talents who kind of really made your film.
So yeah, both of the actors, they are my friends, and I've previously worked with Krzysztof, with Krzysiek, and with my first short movie, Disharmony, which you can also find on the internet, and I knew that he's gonna get it right. And then I was just looking for someone. I did like some online casting just to find some female actress to act with him. And I know few people, few actors that could be. I knew that the film is gonna be heavily based on how they will play.
Yeah.
So I knew that I wanted a very good actors, and they didn't fail, so that's nice.
So then it's funny, their chemistry or even lack thereof is affected in the film. So there had to be a cohesive unity. So you started with Christoph. So then did you kind of audition to find the other actors? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we did some short scenes that they played, and we met a few times, and I saw that they are clicking very well together, and we went with it.
You went with it, and so what do they? I'm curious. What do they think of the final product?
Sorry?
What do they think of the final product? What do they think of the film when they first saw it?
Yeah, they were very, very happy and very, very surprised how the film looks, because for such a small budget and for such a small team, we achieved, I think, like some, let's say, maybe some say the Netflix look of a movie. So I'm pretty happy how it turned off.
Yeah, it's a nice look. So, I'm curious what you, because it's a visual, it's a cinematic experience. It's like two people, like I said, in a capsule, but you made it very visual. Great idea with the chairs, kind of being able to move the chairs around, kind of giving it a different feel and look. Tell me about your game plan from a directing standpoint, a shot list standpoint. Did you guys have a cohesive shot list already established? Did you storyboard anything? I'm just curious what you guys did.
We were planning it very truly, because I knew that just to cut the costs, we only had like basically one angle of view, like the camera most of the times was the front of the ship, front of the capsule, and we just saw what's behind the actors and what's behind the astronauts. So I knew we had to play with the angles of with the chairs with the setting, just to make it more interesting, you know. So we planned. We were walking through the script, and we were, you know, trying to find some moments that we can, you know, play on both with the emotions and
Yeah.
with setting of the chairs.
Because you, and at the same time, it's like there's sometimes the camera is really steady. Sometimes it's a little bit like, I'm sure that was done on purpose, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed. That's very nice. Yeah, that was
His
all
scene. It's
the
more when you're cueing on him, and then when there's some sturdy, steady scenes of her, right? Where like the camera is very like it subconsciously it's showing that she's got this in a sense, right?
yeah, exactly. So we were, you know, kind of trying to match the feeling of, and you know, the character, to match the character with camera movements.
Yeah, exactly. And then in a way she like you there's always her presence when in his frame, if that makes sense, but not for her. Like you give her like one shots all alone. I don't know if that's obviously I'm assuming that's conscious as well.
That was planned, yeah.
So he's
So,
always feeding off of her energy in a sense.
yeah, that's true.
And yeah, because I guess it's really in a way he's the one who's going through the most turmoil, I guess, right?
Yeah, Aga can answer it because she was, you know, designing the characters,
Exactly.
so.
So Camille, when he came to me with the idea, it wasn't like I said, it was literally two sentences. He didn't have any specific ideas about the characters, so I built the characters, and I knew from the start that it would be the most interesting to have them, as different as possible, so they would clash in a way. So I knew that I wanted to make one of them quite steady and the other reacting very emotionally. And what I was thinking as I was writing the script was there's this idea of five stages of grief, which is anger, denial, depression, bargaining, and acceptance. Not necessarily in that order, but I had this in my mind as I was writing for him, because basically the five stages of grief, it's not the grief as it was as the idea was constructed by the scientists. It wasn't so much a grief of someone who lost someone close to them, so someone grieving a death of a loved one, but rather a grief of someone who knows they're gonna die.
Yeah.
So that's what it was developed for people with terminal cancer, for example, so I figured this is kind of the same, except in this very polarized in this polarized way where it's within basically minutes the guy well they both have to deal with the fact they're about to die.
Yeah, exactly. And well, there's also the factor of them they're doing it for their country, I guess. It's like their job as an astronaut, and they're young, right? They got their whole life ahead of them.
So they went for on a mission. The mission failed, and you know, you're kind of stuck. You don't know. You know, you were expecting for it to go, you know, differently.
Yeah, and one more thing that I was as I was re researching the subject, I was trying to find examples in real life of people who know they're gonna die, but they're not terminally sick necessarily. And I was reading about World Trade Center, and people who decided to jump out of the buildings there.
Okay.
It's a bit of a similar situation.
Which brings up my next point. It's funny that you mentioned that because it was like if I was them, I would just want to jump out of that capsule. Like I would want to get up and basically like I don't care if I'm dying, I want to get out of there. I want action, I want movement, right? Almost like the World Trade, unfortunately, the World Trade Center people. It's like I'm not going to sit here and get explode myself, right? I'm dead, so I might as well just jump, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah. So there is we just wanted to to show Christoph character approach to this subject and how he would play with it because deep down he knew there were some procedures that he needs to go with and he needs to wait till the end and just to not to give up earlier.
It's funny because his performance is almost like he's glued to the chair. Like that's how he kind of plays the role, right? Like even the way he's like stiff, like he's very stiff in his chair, right? Like he can't get out the
I
chair.
think the character got to him and that's how he chose to play it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and she just has this kind of like elegance to her, right? Like even the way you set up her hair and her makeup and like and there's like kind of she's a refined individual, I guess.
One of my friends, when they saw the film, they said that they thought that maybe the twist will be that she's an alien based on her glowing skin. Yeah, that's not the twist.
Yeah, I thought of that when I was watching the film too, right? For the first time. So, yeah. So,
Good,
what do
good. We deceived you.
you...
It was interesting because we were grabbing the audience feedback video and people had different interpretations and different opinions. What did you guys think about what the audience from our festival had to say about your film?
Oh, it was very, very nice to hear. It was very nice to hear different approaches, different ideas that came to their minds. And it's amazing that we can hear the reviews of people that are on a different side of the globe and on the opposite side of the globe even. And that's really amazing in these times.
Yeah, and for me at least, that was the basically the first film I made. To be able to hear audiences' reactions that are not just my, family and friends, but they still find the film moving. It's absolutely amazing.
Let's talk about the post-production because it's like you got a really nice sound design. Tell me about doing the sound design in post.
Oh yeah, so all the SFX I did myself, but the co music composition was done by Frederick Lutinski, and he's really, I think he's emerging star.
I
I
believe
can
it.
say.
It's a very amazing sound design. Yeah, go ahead.
He worked with me on the movie. And now he's doing some bigger and bigger projects and he's developing really quickly so I'm very proud of him and I'm proud that he could help with our movie and he's very young and he's just beginning his career and I am really glad how it turned in the movie. So it's all his work, let's say.
But you edited the film yourself? Is that what you meant? You edited the film too?
I did the editing and I also did the visual effects. So it was really, lots of work, because almost every shot needed some attention. Every shot needed to compose the cosmos in the background, for exchange for the green screen. So it was lots of work, and even designing the cosmos that is gonna be out there was kind of difficult, but I'm glad that it went
Yeah, well, I
all
guess it's
good.
like, as you said in the blog interview, it's like this is a passion project. There was like no money.
Yeah.
So you're doing multiple kind of roles, I guess, right?
Yeah,
And I
that's.
think, it's, I just wanted to mention that what's also very impressive is that Camille not only did the cinematography and the post-production basically by himself, but just, he also built the capsule himself. Oh, you
So,
did? Okay. So
Yeah, I did
you.
with the help of my father, who has like some construction
Yeah.
firm, but he just helped me with setting up the walls, and the rest was on me. So I tried to design it so it looks nice, but it doesn't need lots of budget and work.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of looks, yeah, you don't want it to be too nice, I guess, right? Like, you
Yeah, and I think some people also noticed that at the beginning, the idea was that the capsule is gonna be very, very small, very
yeah.
claustrophobic, and I tried to make it small, and I overdid it, I guess, because some people told me that with the wide angle, wide lenses of the camera, sometimes it looks even too big.
Yeah.
So I could
Well,
make it
it is a speed
smaller,
film,
but
right?
yeah,
So.
but we don't know for how many people it was designed,
Yeah.
so basically it's fine.
The ceiling is the best art direction of the film. The way you did the ceiling is amazing.
Yeah, I just wanted to focus on the ceiling, because I knew that I didn't want to film the floor. So I just had to find best angles that I can play with, so a bit of the sides and the ceiling. So that's mostly how I could differentiate the
But
shots.
it shows the claustrophobia as well, right? Like it's like you see the walls caving in on them literally, right? So
Yeah.
yeah, so metaphorically, yeah, that's the best choice. Where okay, so you build it, where was it actually shot? Like where did you like where did like in the backyard or something or
No, actually, it's funny, because I just had an access for some office spaces. It's just basically
yeah.
one room
Okay,
that I
gotcha.
could adapt. Yeah.
Well, amazing. So I heard, Ega, according to the blog, you're trying to, you're learning to be a director, but you already are a director.
Yes, well, I have just started film school, but yeah, I just want to, get better and make more films. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're then Camille, you wanna, I guess you wanna get into features, I guess, right?
I would love to make some full feature movie soon. So hopefully I can make it. As I just said earlier, I'm not good with writing. So I'm kind of hoping for help with some great directors and screenwriters.
Yeah. Well, that's a collaborative medium, right? That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you did an amazing job producing this film, right? You got a natural talent and Ega,
I
and you got she made it's a really great script. It's like not easy, so.
it's I know that it's not the easygoing movie, not for everyone. It's
Yeah.
not light topic, so I'm aware of that, but I think if people go, they watch the movie and not distracted, and they focus on it, then they can go for a nice ride with us.
Well, the North American perception is that that's the Polish way. Polish don't make light romantic comedies. They make some pretty dark and disturbing films.
Yeah, I
That's
guess. Yeah, well, I guess well-known films from Poland are usually not light. Yeah, so that makes sense.
that and the best cinematographers in the world, right? So
Yeah.
that's the two things you know from the North American expect, like dark films and great cinematography.
That's what we are trying to be.
Well, you're succeeding for sure. All right, well,
Thank
thank you
you.
very much for your time. Great film, and we're proud to show it, and we'll talk, I'm sure we'll talk both of you again individually or even together, and on when you make your next films.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Thank
you. It
you.
was so nice to talk to you.